preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. This is James Kelso. We're live on Monday. Monday, July 31st, 2017. And boy, got a lot to talk about tonight. And we've got our full complement with us. Paul Fromm in Canada. Hi, Paul.
I am back in Port Credit.
All righty. And George on the East Coast.
And hi, George. Welcome back to you, James. Excellent event over the weekend.
Yes, it was, folks. The American Renaissance Conference, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The Trump phenomenon was there. The American Freedom Party was there. We had a table. We had lots of really good literature. It was handed out to, well, what was the total attendance? It was in the 400 range. It was over 300, that's for sure. And also we got Trump phenomenon cards that I had printed up on Thursday, really nice cards that I handed out to everybody I could. I printed up 500 cards and I came home with 100. So I got out 400 of our cards, talked to anybody and everybody. It was one of the great things about the event. And boy, Paul, oh my gosh, there's so many people asking about you. Peter Brimelow, agreed to come on our show. He's going to be a guest on our show.
Great, that's good.
And
all right, Proud Pete, come on aboard.
Yeah, yeah, and he really looks forward to talking with you on the air, Paul. So my goodness, it was a tremendous event. Let's give our executive summary scores. When people are calling, listeners are calling me, and I'm having such a hard time taking all the calls. I have to go for the short executive summary. American Renaissance executive score A+. American Freedom Party presentations at the event A+. Trump phenomenon presence at the American Renaissance A+. I can come up with some more A+s. Quality of the speakers A+. Size of the crowd A+. Success of the event in the history of our movement A+. Negatives. Empty piece of paper. No negatives. Nothing went wrong. There was one, with apologies to the one fellow who did get punched in the eye. One guy, and this was pathetic, Paul and George, an older guy. I saw him after the event, talked to him. He got punched in the eye by a punk, and but he's going to be okay.
Good. Good.
And it was just one of those deals where he was off by himself, isolated from everybody, and he was set upon by a couple of these anti-racist action Antifa people. And that's their style, too. Young 20 guys in their 20s or teens seeing a guy. I'm telling you, this guy must have been at least 70 years old, barely able to stand. And they're going to have a fist fight with him. So
was this on the property of the Tennessee State Park, or was this outside?
This was right below the hotel on the park property. There were witnesses. Wow. This is going to a court. The punks were arrested, and good. The old man who was assaulted, who lives in Ohio, he will drive back to testify. These guys are going to jail, no question about it. Lots of eyewitnesses. It's a pathetic case from their point of view. It's clear assault of an old man by young punks. So I don't think What's the name of that black guy in New Jersey that stages these events over and over again?
Yeah, the Pillsbury Doughboy.
Yeah, what's his name?
Yeah, a big bloated guy who lives with his mother.
Well, anyway, he was there. He was there. And was it Antifa or one of these groups was just declared a terrorist organization by the Secretary of State of New Jersey, which is, I think, is where he lives. But anyway, these people, they sent about 100 people. I'll give you the report on the anti-whites. They had about 100 people there, and they were completely boxed in by the state park police, very professional. They looked just like sheriffs and state troopers, well-armed. There were probably, way over 50 of them. And who knows how many were outside in different areas around the park and staged out just outside. There may have been more than 100 on hand. It was the whole state park police of the whole state of Tennessee. But now I don't want to overemphasize this, folks, because let me give the emphasis here, because this is a disservice to our cause when we go on and on about violence or things that happen at events. The fight that I referred to where the guy got punched, I was sitting in the lunchroom right above where this all happened. And I was, laughing and talking with the Patriots at the table there. And we had no idea this was going on just a few yards away from us. I mean, quite not anywhere near us, but it was, 50 feet below us. But the serenity of the event, the calmness of the event, the peacefulness of the event was absolute. There was no, I'm almost sorry I mentioned it just out of respect to this poor old guy. I mentioned, if I were to say nothing bad happened, essentially that is what happened. It would just be disrespectful of this old guy if I didn't mention he got a black eye. And it was just
one for the team there, James.
He took one for the team, yeah, and he seemed fine with that. And so the whatever this guy's name is from New Jersey and his crew. Oh, this is the interesting thing, Paul. They drove, I think it's like 500 miles or more than that, to drive from their location in New York and New Jersey and Pennsylvania to Nashville. So
Lamont, his name is.
Yeah, Daryl Lamont Jenkins, yes.
Daryl Lamont Jenkins, yeah.
Yeah, and there were others. And they were simply pathetic. And Jared commented on this. Now let's get to the positive here. Jared commented on this in his presentation. He said, I was standing there watching them with Sam Dixon and Jared, through the window. And I made the comment, these people are an advertisement for us. Their strategy is so bad that they're doing us a service. If they get on camera, they are making their cause look stupid and crazy and toxic. And they're driving middle America, white America, they're driving them to us. I mean, these people looked hideous. Their hairdos, their skirts, that's I'm talking about the guy.
Those are the men.
Those are the men, yes. That was one of the funny aspects of the event was, we're all standing there watching this one guy or a girl, I don't know. And so people are going, it's a guy. And then others go, no, it's a girl. No, it's a guy. And we still don't know. But the... they looked horrible. They looked mean. They looked nasty. But then Jared, when he got it to the podium inside, which was there was never any disruption whatsoever in the hotel, in the rooms, people and the coming and going, just absolutely serenely peaceful. And Jared made that exact point that these people, we couldn't pay them enough to create the image that they created outside the hotel. And I think that's one reason, Paul, there is not much news media coverage of this, because we, and I mean by that Jared Taylor, who was the masterful director of all this, did not give the media what they want. They did not get the fist fight they want. They did not get the thrown bottles and broken glass that they want. They did not get the screaming epithets that they want. We didn't respond to the people. We didn't go out there with them. We didn't get in their face. We just let them stand out there and be completely corralled by the police. Let the police handle it. It was perfect. And then we went about our business as peaceful American citizens exercising our First Amendment right, which, by the way, was specifically defended by the director of parks of the state of Tennessee, who responded to all of the calls that we should not be allowed to use the Montgomery Bell State Park with this I'm paraphrasing from memory here. These are peaceful, law-abiding citizens who we are obliged to make our public facilities available to them for their exercise of free speech, and we have no authority or place in judging what they want to say under their First Amendment rights. As long as they obey the law, we are obliged to make our facilities available to them. So, you know, this was just absolutely wonderful. This is the way to do it. And Jared admonished everyone at the beginning on Friday night. He said, look, everybody, listen, you know, don't go out there with these people. When they yell four-letter words or whatever they do, gestures, et cetera, do not respond in kind. We look great. And by the way, folks, you want to come next year. All the guys were in coat and tie, some really nice-looking guys. The ladies were stunning. They all had nice outfits on. It looked like a convention of winners, of really serious people. And as I say, the people outside, I mean, just, oh my God, the tatters that they were wearing, I didn't go out there to catch the stench, but, you know, I'm sure they needed a lot of baths. And that's sort of the score on the event. The speakers, very quickly, I'll go through this. Now, I did a show yesterday from the event for 3 hours, and now the audience will have to tell me, this is a confession, I actually did go to sleep while I was broadcasting to you several times. I actually fell asleep. Now, audience, did you catch it? Because I have no law. You know, when you fall asleep, you don't know how long you've been asleep. It might have been 1 microsecond. It might have been 10 seconds. Anyway, I did fall asleep during the show because it was so fun. We were doing so much. We were sleeping so little that I was running on fumes during the show yesterday. So audience members, if you want to call in at 800-313-9443, let me know, did I say anything utterly nonsensical? Did I start talking as if I were talking in my sleep at any point? Because I would have been. It was a pretty good show, except there were just a few moments. I interviewed Simon Roach. He went by as I was doing the three-hour show. Simon Roach went on the radio with me. Peter Brimelow, I talked with him, but he had to get to his car, and he's going to come on the show at a later time. Rick Tyler, our American Freedom Party head in Tennessee, he talked on the radio. He was very eloquent. So it was a good show yesterday. And if you want to call in today, 800-313-9443. Let me just give you the rundown of speakers. I know I gave it yesterday, but in case you missed it, it's such an all-star list. Helmut Nyborg, his title, What Made Europe Great and What Could Destroy It. John Derbyshire, he will be on the show. Race realism has a past. Does race denialism have a future? He gave a tremendous speech. A German, Martin Lichtmetz, New Beginnings Nationalist Movements in Austria and Germany. He was wonderful. Jared Taylor, Has the White Man Turned the Corner? Well, I'll tell you what, folks, that event, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I think was the turning of the corner. And Jared's answer was yes, has the white man turned the corner? He believes we have. Peter Brimelow, he gave us a Trump report card. Now, something that you in the audience, Paul, you and George can be proud of. We are right there with Peter Brimelow and Jared Taylor among the early birds who realized soonest that Donald Trump was the real deal, that he was a tremendous gift to our people. And we started spreading the word and proselytizing among our own movement to folks who, were skeptical, were doubters. But Peter Brimelow gave Donald Trump an A. And let's see, how could I summarize the things he said? And a wonderful, wonderful speech. Peter Brimelow, based in Massachusetts with his twin brother, John, the creators of VDare.com. Then the banquet speaker was Julian Langness, who spoke on millennial red pilling and the future of Europe. That was great. Sam Dixon closed the entire event with his talk, Through a Glass Darkly. But there was a surprise, and you folks in this audience can pat yourselves on the back for this. If you'll remember on the air, I urged Simon Roach, our frequent guest on the show, and Simon, if you're listening, I hope you are, I urged Simon Roach to make it to American Renaissance, and we even helped logistically. We helped him do that, and we sponsored him a little bit, and he gave us a wonderful thank you from the podium. He gave a thank you to myself personally and to the American Freedom Party. The Julian Roach, or Simon Roach, rather, he made a surprise appearance on Sunday morning and gave an amazing presentation. You will see it in YouTube. It will be out, you know, a week or two. You'll see Simon Roach. A number of people asked people after the event, what in this weekend's amazing presentations, if you could name something that was your favorite or that you really most knocked your eyes out, which was it? And several people said Simon Roach's heartfelt plea from the South African white people. It was quite a thing. And you guys out there, you can take credit for Simon even being at American Renaissance, and also you can take credit for Jared being persuaded to add Simon Roach as a surprise speaker. So that's a thumbnail sketch, Paul and George, and I'm going to do everything to be there. I can to be there again next year. It was really expensive to get from here to there and back, but I'm going to endeavor to do it to, next year because it was so worth it. And I hope you gentlemen will be there. We can do a three-man team report from the event.
Count me in, James. I'm delighted to go next year, and we'll have three of us. Maybe we'll be able to broadcast the whole thing live.
Oh, thank you for mentioning that. I forgot. I brought that up with Jared, and I told him if John Stattmiller is listening now, John, forgive me, I kind of spoke on your behalf without permission. So I just floated the idea to Jared that I'm sure that John Stattmiller would love to do a simulcast or a live streaming broadcast of next year's event. And Jared said, wonderful. Get back with me on that when we get closer to the event. So we may do that. I've done that before for events of Jared's. And he did not have. I didn't realize this until that moment. I didn't realize Jared did not actually have a live stream of this event, which was a shame. So it may be even that multiple people will do a live stream next year. But anyway, so yes, that's a brilliant idea, George, and we'll make sure so that everybody can in effect be there in real time and not have to wait 2 weeks for the YouTubes to come up. Let me take a look at my board. I'm using a different computer here. I'm using a 17-inch laptop that I bought, and I didn't think this would be like superlative or it would have such a good sound, but I tried it out in the last couple of days, and George is of the opinion that the sound is better than my much more expensive equipment that I have sitting right next to me here in my studio in North Dakota. So what the heck? I'm just using this. It's an expensive and really good 17-inch laptop with Bang and Olufsen sound, which you audiophiles will know that's the good stuff. So there's a little unfamiliarity for me with this new software and new. Let me just find my Skype here, my Skype box, and bring it up.
Oh, trust me, James, you sound fabulous.
Okay, well, this is good. All right, so everything, let me see. I don't see any callers at the moment. So if you want to call in, 800-313-9443, do it. Now, some of you may have actually been there with us this weekend. Rhonda, right away. Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, you're on the air.
Hi, James. You asked how you sounded down there?
Yeah, now, save it. Hold it, Rhonda. We'll have a break, and we'll be
okay.
Right back. Stay tuned.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along.
We're back, folks. I'm going to kind of rush through the break music
before
there.
The Beatles and yesterday.
And, jump on to, well, first, we're going to jump onto the news, but we've got Rhonda in Missouri. Rhonda, yeah, you were saying how we sounded.
Yeah, I thought you sounded good. I couldn't tell that you fell asleep. I thought Laura was a great co-host. And the only thing I noticed was I was sitting on pins and needles at the end of the show wanting to hear what that guy was saying about glyphosate. And you guys were talking about macaroni and cheese. And then the show was over. It was over.
Well, yeah. Oh, and folks, that's another apology I have to make. My watch, my clock, and so on, well, they were off. And I actually, the show was ending, and I didn't know it, Rhonda. So I got caught thinking I had another hour on the air. And then the show just ended. So that's, we ended on macaroni and cheese, folks. My daughter loves macaroni. And the caller, hey, I'll make a plug for it. The caller recommended Annie's macaroni, which is organic. And that's what I've been buying for years for my daughter. And apparently in the cheaper macaroni, apparently there's some kind of a product that is not good for you. I forget how it's not good for you. I think it lowers fertility or something.
Yeah, it's called arsenic.
Anyway, so we ended the show with a plug for Annie's organic macaroni, but my goodness, so the sound was good, and you didn't detect that I had gone to sleep several times.
Not at all, But maybe that caller can call in and finish what he was going to say, because I was like really interested in it. So maybe he can do that, because you guys were on a roll, but.
Yeah,
and it went five minutes over. I noticed that too, because I'm looking. I'm going. It's 5:05. Why is it still going?
Yeah, I talked right through
off,
the break.
So.
Yeah, I talked right.
Okay.
Right through the break. And folks, show if you may have missed it, our Friday show, our Friday evening show, was I got as far away from the hubbub of the. I don't want to use the word noise because it was music and poetry to your ears. The hubbub of the 400 some people that were there. And I was as far away as I could be in the building, and you couldn't hear. You could hardly hear yourself think, because everybody, Paul, this was, you know, you've been to, Paul, you may have been to more such events than any other living person. You know how we all talk, and, you know, we between speeches and so on, everybody wants to talk with everybody else. But at this event, Paul, it went to a level I've never seen. If you looked at the crowd of people, every single person had their mouth open, and they were all talking all at the same time. And we're going to talk about Anthony Scaramucci here in a moment. They were acting like Italians. They were all waving their hands because we were so excited. We were all ecstatic. And so I don't know how well the audience could hear on Friday because it was so much noise. Sunday it was quieter because it was after the event, and it was much, much quieter. Let me just touch upon that. I don't know how much news we're going to be able to get in here, but I do want to get one story. And again, another plaudit for all you out there in our audience and for our co-hosts. Boy, did we get it right. Do you remember when we reported right on the air? I was like looking at my news right on the air, reading as I was going, and I hit this story of Scaramucci, Anthony Scaramucci, with some very vulgar comments. And I looked at him. I sort of couldn't believe it. It took me a few seconds to, absorb what I was reading. But you remember what I said, Rhonda, on the air? I said, this guy, he's done. He's finished. Put a fork in Anthony Scaramucci. He will be a one-week wonder. Guess what, folks? Exactly one week later, he was fired today.
Mooch is gone.
Yeah. Mooch is gone?
He's gone.
Well, I was in the air most of the day, so... I didn't catch that. The Mooch, in the words of Ron Luciano, a major league umpire from yesteryear, he has went.
Well, exactly. And you know, I'm so pleased with that, because, Rhonda, I'll tell you what. You know, when I said he's gone, what was I saying? I was saying Donald Trump will not stomach this. This is beneath Donald Trump, and we were right. As we've been so often on this show, it's time for a break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, Rhonda.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. Hi, folks. Let's wind the clocks back 60 years. Food was different. Food provided health and nutrition, and using supplements was minimal. Unfortunately, now we have chemicals, GMOs, herbicides, and pesticides that can be quite lethal in the name of our food supply and, of course, the ever-loving dollar. Supplementing our diets can be very important to stay healthy. Cleansing from daily intruders to the body might be critical. Live strong and take charge. Log on to GetTheTea.com. Our herbal tea is a great way to cleanse from intruders. Our supplements is a great way to maintain and improve your health. When your health is not up to par, go to GetTheTea.com. No GMOs, no fillers, and organic. And very helpful in keeping you at the top of your game. Life is too short to feel, you know what I mean. Stay in the game, at the top of your game, with GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Again, GetTheTea.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
When I was a little boy, Mama said to me, any man can be a fool. A man is hard to be. Any man can be a fool.
A man is hard to be. Let's see. Let's go to. We've got a bunch of callers here, so let me do that right now. Let's go to callers, and we have. Let me get it here right. Rick in Nevada, you're up next, Rick. Go ahead.
Oh, taking my call. Would you consider having Prime Minister of Hungary Viktor Orban on your show?
If he wanted the show, I'd give it to him and retire. Yes, Viktor Orban. Can you line that up?
I wish.
Okay, yeah, I wish too. I wish too.
What a great asset he would be on your show if you could get him. I don't know how much demand he is, however, because the mainstream media probably treats him like plutonium.
Well, Viktor Orban, yeah, I think I was dreaming if we had him on the show, but we will cover him as much as we can. The leader of Poland, Duda, is wonderful. Orban is wonderful. A number of those leaders of the Three Seas Initiative nations, the 12 nations of Eastern and Central Europe, they are wonderful. Great things are happening. And by the way, Jared Taylor, Peter Brimelow, and Sam Dixon, all of them talked about the excitement that we're experiencing in the Patriot cause. Sam Dixon made a very good point. He said, look, it's not this really isn't a right-left thing. It's just a white thing. And so, and a very eloquent point that Sam Dixon made. He said, look, let's look forward to what our white society, our white world must be like. Let's look forward. Let's envisage this thing. And a very perceptive thing that Sam said is, look, he went down a list of, he said, we're going to have everybody's going to be in our society. So it's going to be left. It's going to be right. And he made the point this way. It really grabbed people. There will be alcoholics in our society. And people thought for a second, yeah, you know what? Sam's right. Of course we'll have alcoholics in our ideal white society. We will have alcoholics. And we'll have everything else. So in other words, we're not building a shaker colony where everybody's going to live the same way. We're building a white world in which all the vices, the virtues, everything that we do, left wing, right wing, it will be in our white society. But we just need to start thinking, and I love this, Sam saying this, that's what we say on this show. We just simply need to be a white family, all of us. Boy, you got me started there, Rick. I apologize when you mentioned Viktor Orban. But and let me just connect that with another thing. I praised this show for getting it right on Donald Trump. And what's right about Donald Trump? Why do I believe, and why do you folks in the audience, why do we believe in Donald Trump? Why do we trust the man? Because he comes across as real and as honest. And so when I heard Scaramucci, it wasn't hard for me to conclude, Trump isn't going to go with this guy. He's going to toss him on his butt. This is unacceptably low, and it is not worthy of us as a white family. And it's exactly what he got. And that's the standard as we go forward. You know, I trust that Donald Trump is going to do some great things because he's a great man. And one of those great things, I'm sorry for raising another topic on you here, Rick, but I just want to cover this. It's an important piece of news. Rand Paul has a great headline. He says, Rand Paul says President Trump is planning an executive action on health care. This is brilliant. Listen to this. Remember, Senator Rand Paul is also Dr. Rand Paul, the eye surgeon. He revealed that he spoke with President Trump on Monday, today, and told the president that he can take executive action to allow organizations to offer more affordable group health insurance plans. Rand Paul, one of the Senate's leading conservatives, told reporters that Trump will consider taking executive action to address the many problems with the health care system after Senator John McCain tanked an Obamacare repeal last week. The Kentucky senator's proposed changes, which Trump is going to initiate by executive order, apparently, would allow groups such as AARP, the Association of Retired People, which represents retirees, to form associations to allow individuals and small businesses to form larger groups to negotiate with health insurance companies for lower premiums and deductibles. Senator Paul has long advocated for association health plans, or plans that would allow small businesses and individuals to group together across state lines, which is now prohibited, folks, through their membership in a trade or professional association to purchase health coverage for their families and employees at a lower cost. And this is the solution that Trump has been looking for, folks. And what's brilliant about this, there's wonderful news all over the place here. First of all, the Ron Paul Revolution, Ron and Rand Paul working with Donald Trump. This is humongous.
I agree. It's almost miraculous, James, because you know how a bitter critic I am of Mr. Ron Paul.
Yes. So this is miraculous, folks, because we need this family. You know, we need the libertarians to come in. We need Ron Paul's people to come in. And I salute Rand Paul. This is an act of leadership, of greatness, of the sort of thing Sam Dixon praised in Jared Taylor. Sam Dixon said, you know what's great about Jared Taylor? Good judgment. And that's what you need. And Sam Dixon, he said, you know, he's talking about the society that we need to build for ourselves. He said, look, we need leaders. We need to avoid well, I won't get into that. But he said, Jared Taylor, good judgment. Rand Paul, good judgment. Donald Trump, good judgment. And so this is great that Rand Paul, a doctor, knows what he's talking about, is meeting in the Oval Office with Donald Trump to bypass all these clowns in the Republican Party who can't, you know, who couldn't shoot fish in a barrel. and he's going to use what's been so effective on so many other things in his first 6 months, which is what? The executive order. And Rand is saying you can do lots with executive orders to fix to make our healthcare American. You know, we as Americans, we do things well. We're very competent. We're the best in the world at so many things. Why not healthcare? We can make a healthcare system that works. And so this is a great announcement here. I wanted to cover that little piece of news. But now, I apologize to our caller. Let me go back to you. Caller, anything else on your mind?
Yes, before I get out of here, I'd like to leave you with another bit of food for thought. I left you with the positive of Viktor Orban. The not-so-positive is the forward-thinking gift of nuclear weaponry to the Republic of South Africa. They didn't anticipate, perhaps, that that folks inimical to white people would take over there. And now what could Trump do as far as rescuing those 3.5-4 million white people that are actually being genocided? You can't put a naval blockade and an artillery perimeter around those people and evacuate them against a nuclear power.
Boy, Rick, you know, I really pay attention, and things are happening so fast, none of us can keep up. Did I miss a huge story? Does Jacob Zuma have the bomb?
The Republic of South Africa has had the bomb for a number of decades, and now is in charge, and the ANC is not letting those people leave, those white folks.
Wait a minute. I don't think they have. I don't think they have nuclear weapons now. Is there a story I missed?
Well, you might have missed some history, but they have had the nuclear weapon for a number of decades.
Well, the white self, the white self,
a nuclear weapon back in the 70s. I don't think the white government. I don't think had the bomb. I have never heard from my many contacts and my visits to South Africa that the African National Congress, the communists in charge, have the bomb. I could be wrong, but I've never heard that even from their bitterest opponents.
Yeah. Now, Rick, you've got some good evidence there. I know I'm speaking for you, but there was a mysterious flash seen over the Indian Ocean, which is thought to have been a nuclear explosion, back in the time when South Africa was providing uranium to Israel. And Israel, you know, the Israel and the white government of South Africa were exchanging, you know, assets with each other to help each other. And of course, South Africa is the world's treasure trove of uranium. So the uranium is there. I think the white South African government might have had the rudiments of a bomb, but those, I think that's all gone. And the white power structure that was there in South Africa has not turned over everything to Jacob Zuma. He doesn't have everything. In fact, Jacob Zuma can't even make the power plants run. Paul can attest to this, is that everybody in South Africa has to deal with rolling blackouts.
Yeah.
So they can't even their government. Simon Roach told us in the American Renaissance Conference, Their bond has just been downgraded to junk bond status in South Africa, which is a ruinous thing. So Jacob Zuma can't make anything run or work. And then to your point, Rick, here's the thing. Again, this station, you folks, this network, we can take credit for putting this out there more prominently than anyone else has done it, because we saw how important Simon Roach's testimony is, and his representation of the Zuidlanders from South Africa. They intend to go nowhere. And the audience, I'll tell you what, you could hear a pin drop among the 400 people that were listening to Simon Roach as he said, "We're not going anywhere." He got a standing ovation. They don't want refugee status. They don't want us to take them in or have an evacuation. They're staying. And they Donald Trump is the perfect man. Oh, and he said another very important. He said the ANC and Jacob Zuma are afraid of only one thing. Only one thing. And right now, Donald Trump is the commander of that one thing. And that's an angry USA. That's the only thing they're afraid of. Europe, they don't care. But Jacob Zuma and the ANC, have they got that right. And we talked about it on this show. If Donald Trump gets the full picture, if he reads Paul Fromm's book on South Africa, which we're going to make sure he does, and it'll be easy for us to make sure that Steve Bannon reads it. And if Bannon reads it, he only has to take it down two doors to put it on his boss's desk. When Donald Trump reads Paul Fromm's book, there'll be smoke coming out of Donald Trump's ears. And all Donald Trump has to do, remember, America is 1,000 times more powerful than South Africa in every category. All he has to do is pick up the phone and say, "Mr. Zuma, we've got something to talk about." And that'll be the way you're treating a racial minority in your country that is protected under the Geneva Conventions. And guess what? You're a signatory, and I'm a signatory, and I'm going to do my duty and abide by the Geneva Conventions and protect those 4.7 million white people, which, by the way, coincidentally, is exactly the population of the great nation of Ireland. So if you're thinking this is just a small little residue of white people down there, that's this man for man, the same population as our great paternal nation of Ireland. So, we're not going to bail out them. They're not going to go anywhere. And guess who the white knight is who will ride to the rescue? You heard it here predicted right here on this station. Just like I said, Scaramucci would be a one-week wonder. Donald Trump will ride to the rescue of 4.7 million white people in South Africa. Count on it.
Were I Donald Trump, I would form an airlift. And I would not only drop in food and water for those people, but weapons. Big time.
Here's where Zeitlanders is such a smart. Gustav Muller, the creator of Zeitlanders, is such a genius because they don't need to engage in a shoot, just as we in Nashville, because we had the law, the truth, right, reason, history, tradition. We had it on our side. We didn't need to go out and fight with the punks in Nashville. Well, outside of Nashville, we didn't need to go out and fight with them. The law was there to do that. And so we took the proper role. We were law-abiding citizens. Well, the white people of South Africa, they don't need to form a militia and go into some kind of a combat with 60 million people doing what was that thing they did with tires around people's necks? Necklacing. Yeah. No. What Gustav Mueller's strategy is this: we are a civil defense organization to protect our women and children, and we call upon the signatories of the Geneva Conventions to protect us. So Donald Trump, nobody needs to start a war in South Africa. If Donald Trump informs Jacob Zuma that Navy SEAL Team 6 has been relocated from South Korea to, let's say, a Navy aircraft carrier off the coast of the Cape of Good Hope. That's all Jacob Zuma needs to hear for him to straighten out. Or if Donald Trump says, well, I won't get too explicit here because that gets deteriorates. But the point is, as Simon Roach said, the one thing that Jacob Zuma and the ANC and other communists fear is the power of Donald Trump and the Saxon whose wrath has been stirred, whose anger has been stirred. They understand that they would not. I mean, if American forces, we've got three carrier groups off of North Korea right now. When North Korea is taken care of, you put three carrier groups. I think we have 10. And we have the only carrier groups in the world. There's nobody else even has one. There's only one other nuclear carrier in the world. It's a French one, and it's dinky compared to ours. I mean, we're it. We're the whole game. We're the only game in town. President Putin said as much. He said there's only one superpower. It's America. And Jacob Zuma knows that. So we've got the right man in charge of the one superpower. And I'm talking military. What about economic? What can Donald Trump do economically to spank Jacob Zuma? Oh, well, let us count the ways. So I'm telling you this, with Paul Fromm's book in the hands of Donald Trump, Simon Roach's people may actually have quite a future in South Africa. We don't know the shape of it. We don't know whether they'll live in a certain area. They'll have their own area. We don't know how that would sort out. But you know what? That's not a fatal problem. We don't know that about ourselves. We don't know what our geography and our borders and so on are going to look like in 50 years, even for ourselves. I'll tell you what, boy, Rick, I apologize for talking so much. We've got another caller, Thomas in San Francisco. I'm going to try to get to him after the break. I'll try to shut up. We got one more segment. Stay tuned.
Goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Nutramedical's new True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I've got so sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick.
We're back, folks. And we're in a hurry, so I cut right through the music. We've got two callers hanging on. Rob in New Jersey is going to be next, and my apologies to Thomas. We're going to try to get to you, Thomas, but let's first go to Rob in New Jersey. Hey, brother. Thanks for calling.
Oh, hi, Jamie. I was going to say that, Simon Roach was related to the group that first landed in 1642, and when they landed in South Africa, none of them saw a black face at all. came across the one that claimed it was farming and all this other stuff.
Yes, so, I think it was 150 years later, hundreds of miles away, right, across the Great Fish River, before the landing Afrikaners even encountered a what we call today's Black African peoples. Go ahead, Rob. Well, Rob, let me ask you this, because you were there. You know, Rob was there, folks. I mean, have you ever been to a better Patriot event in your life?
No, the speakers were very inspiring, especially Simon. He gave such a moving speech about South Africa and how they didn't plan on moving. The land was God-given, and they were rightfully belong.
And folks, Rob was there all through the event at the American Freedom Party table, which was wonderful, along with Rick Tyler and two of our stalwart young men, four of them there at our table. They gave out a ton of great literature, which Rob arranged to have produced beautifully, artistically. Very well done, Rob. And, you know, also, Rob, just if you can convey to the people so that they'll come to future such events, especially events by Jared Taylor, because, folks, what Jared did, and you could feel it. Rob, didn't you have the feeling, you passed scores of state trooper and state park police. Didn't you get a very positive vibe from them toward us?
Oh, they did. I thought they did an excellent job.
But I mean, Rob?
I got the feeling that they were very sensitive to our space and protecting our space from these hooligans outside. And you're absolutely right. They did a wonderful job, and I really have to give them a lot of credit.
Yes, but here's I'm trying to convey to you folks what it was like being there. So you can go there. You can bring your wives and your daughters and your children, because it's safe and it's wonderful.
There was a woman. Remember, there was a woman there with a 1 year old baby.
No, 3 months.
Who was
the most
quiet? Hmm? 3 months.
3 months. Oh.
That was the most quietest baby in the whole event.
She drove all the way up from Texas and brought another woman with her from Mobile, Alabama. But folks, here's what I'm trying to convey to you. There were, you know, maybe 100 law enforcement there. They loved us. I don't want to, you know, mix them up. They didn't say, oh, you guys are good and we agree with you. But you know how you can feel a vibration from another human being of friendship and warmth and twinkles in the eyes? We had that. And the reason is, we looked great, and the police, when they looked at us, they said, these are the salt of the earth Americans, dressed well, comporting themselves well. And I could go on and on. We've run out of time. I apologize, Thomas in San Francisco. We'll get back to anybody else we can get to tomorrow night. Paul, thank you. And George, thank you. See you all tomorrow night.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.